community radio in your city. Cambridge 105.
So you've been doing this for 3 years. What's the danger of getting tired? What's the danger of losing impetus? How do you keep yourself motivated to do this year in, year out?
When you read the reports of the street pastors, all have to write a report after each patrol. Yeah. And some of them are, nothing happened tonight, everybody was happy. And others are, you'll hear of them helping someone who's in real need, someone who's very vulnerable. And when you read that, you realise that actually every time they go out there, they're making a difference.
What are the typical biggest mistakes that the members of the public make that you find yourself having to step in and help? Is it drink levels and things like that, or?
Sometimes it's not even how much they've drunk. They've drunk something and it's disagreed with them, and they're very ill because of that. Sometimes it is that they've drunk too much. Sometimes they've had a drink spike. It's usually alcohol related, but there was one time when the street pastors brought someone who didn't seem quite right into Nightlight at St. Columbus. In the end, he was going in and out of consciousness, so they took him to hospital. And the mother phoned up the week after. She found our number and phoned up and said when they took him into hospital, they discovered that his drink had been spiked and he'd reacted really, really badly to it, and they had to put him on IV. And if he hadn't been found and taken in, she might have lost him. And so I had this mother who'd found my number from somewhere and phoned up and said thank you. And so it's not...
Get tired of saving someone's life, really.
Well, no, you wouldn't, no. Would you? I mean, that's a particularly dramatic case, and, you know, he'd been saying, or his friends had been saying, that he hadn't drunk very much. But when you get that kind of situation, it's